This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 25th. Well, cattle markets continuing their strong run as we see the markets having very strong support, even on minor pullbacks. The market gets plenty of buying, and that's pushing us close to those highs that we saw in early November. So the futures market coming back above key resistance levels with a strong price action on Monday and getting some follow-through buying yesterday as well. Cash markets have not had a lot of activity so far this week. What we're seeing is the offers a couple dollars higher than last week, and probably we'll be able to squeeze a little bit more out of the packers. Packers are being pushing the slaughter rates as fast as they can with profitability at near record highs. They're going to want to move as much product as they can, and box beef values continue to support that idea. With the choice up 270 yesterday at 244, select was up 223 at 220, the spread up 47 cents at 24.59, movement 161 loads. So coming into the holidays, especially preparing for Christmas with a vaccine on the way and now a peaceful presidential transition, the market taking a huge sigh of relief. Stock market hitting new record highs, and it's looking like, you know, we're firing on all pistons here all of a sudden. So the sentiment is very strong, and beef consumption is strong as well. The retailers appear to be stocking up on beef, preparing for another mandate from the government to stay at home because of the virus outbreak. So they're not going to want to get caught like they did last spring with just bare shelves. And I think that appears to be a big part of the push as far as the demand from the retailer, pushing box beef values higher and pushing live cattle prices higher as well. Now, this follows with the normal seasonal pattern headed into early December. So we're seeing a much stronger demand base, and we saw very good sales of beef exports last week as well. So we seem to be seeing a bullish component to this market from many different perspectives, and it's all coming into very strong supportive price action. So at this point, I would look for futures to continue to be firm into next week. And normally that's the seasonal window of when we stall out, as packers should be stocked up for Christmas holiday, which is a much higher beef consumption holiday, obviously, than Thanksgiving. And you'll see demand pick up after, you know, slow demand during Thanksgiving. But also with the pandemic, if you have another stay-at-home order, you're going to have a run on the grocery stores, and they will be ready this time. We're also seeing, even with the slaughter rates increasing the way they are and strong retail demand, cold storage has been up, has increased for beef as well. So a lot of this is going into cold storage. But again, they're preparing for what they expect will be another mandate to stay at home, with the Democrat president probably being more willing to issue that, obviously, than the last president was. So that's, I think, what we're gearing up for. After that, it would be hard to say. You know, usually beef demand is going to drop off if you're running into economic problems. So they're prepared for if that happens at first, and then we'll see what happens. If indeed we do have stay at home and the economy starts to struggle, then beef demand will taper off. And this sets up the problem that we were talking about over the last several weeks, that as you get into December and into the first quarter in particular, you are going to see a notable increase in market-ready cattle. And weights have been consistently heavier than a year ago. A lot of these cattle were placed late that would have been placed in last spring, but everything got shut down. So they were backed up, put back out to grass. And so they came into the placement cycle later than they normally would have. And they would typically be a larger frame animal, probably put on more weight. Now, feed grain prices are rallying as well, so maybe feedlots won't do that. But the bottom line is you'll have an increase in market-ready cattle at a time when demand is a little sketchy. So those are some of the landmines that are out there that we potentially have to be careful with as we work our way through the first quarter of next year. It just depends if we have, you know, what what the pandemic does to the economy and how fast the vaccine gets here, I guess, and what kind of market we can shore up in between then. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.